The concept of 911 is a familiar one, but what if the police started phoning you with emergencies, neighborhood alerts, or bulletins about missing children? That's the idea behind a public alert system called Reverse 911. Some police departments are already using it, others are interested. Police say Reverse 911 is useful in emergencies and can even save lives. From Chicago, Greg Allen reports.
Jim Crandall had never heard of Reverse 911 until a few months back, when he and his wife were awakened in the middle of the night by this phone call.
This is the DuPage County Sheriff's Office Reverse 911 program asking.
They told us that this man with Parkinson's had wandered off. It was a recording. Had wandered off, and he was missing. We turned on the lights in our backyard, and very heavily wooded. You couldn't really see much anyway, but it was we couldn't see anything. So we went back to bed.
The next morning, Crandall walked down to the creek that runs through his backyard to check on some trees he'd planted. As he looked across the creek, he noticed something in the woods that he thought looked a lot like trash. But because of the phone call he'd received, Crandall thought he'd better check. And when he did, he was surprised to discover the missing elderly man, lying face down and semi-conscious.
If it hadn't been for that Reverse 911 call, I would never have given the mass of what I saw back there a second thought. The paramedic said that he was pretty close to being gone, and it would have been hours and hours before we would have found him, probably, if we had at all.
911. Hello, what is your emergency?
911.
The DuPage County Sheriff's Office has been using a reverse 911 system since 1995. They use it to alert residents about street closings, to send out flood warnings, and to warn people about potential crimes in their neighborhoods, such as burglaries. Jenny Bostick supervises DuPage County's 911 center. Her department sent out the late-night call that woke up Jim Crandall. And in April, a reverse 911 message she recorded helped the department find the driver in a fatal hit-and-run accident.
The ironic thing is the person that hit this person actually got my message. But we've had some captures on some home invasions that we've had, some burglars where we're having a lot of vehicle burglaries and stuff like that. We've used it for missing persons and that type of thing.
The company that makes DuPage County's reverse 911 system says its system is also in use in about 100 other police departments across the country. And since September 11th, many more police departments are interested. One is Chicago, which already has a state-of-the-art 911 center that takes in just under 5 million calls each year. Jeff Rodriguez is deputy director of fire dispatch operations in Chicago. He says systems like Reverse 911 can be especially useful now, as police departments are taking hard looks at their emergency preparedness and emergency response plans. Currently, Rodriguez says, if police need to alert a neighborhood to something like a hazardous chemical spill, the only way is to send out police cruisers with lights and loudspeakers.
Unfortunately, when you want somebody to shelter in place, what you're doing there is drawing them out of the house, and that's a very bad thing. So this I feel, for a shelter in place scenario would be a much more effective, advantageous type of system where we could draw the people into their telephones, get them indoors, and keep them there if need be.
But Reverse 911 raises lots of questions for Lawrence Sherman, a criminologist at the University of Pennsylvania. As impressive as he finds anecdotes about its success in finding missing people, Sherman says he'd like to see a scientific comparison with traditional police methods.
For a systematic evaluation, you'd want to know how many of those scenarios happen versus scenarios in which something might backfire. You might assume that everybody in a hurricane zone is getting a telephone message to clear out and evacuate, and you don't go door-to-door, which you might have done before this. And it might turn out that going door-to-door is more effective, but there was no systematic comparison of the two methods as a way of minimizing loss of life.
Sherman would like to see a federal study of the effectiveness of Reverse 911 before police departments begin relying on it too heavily. The company that makes Reverse 911 warns police departments not to overuse the system, but it also tells police to use it frequently enough so that residents aren't surprised if they get a call in the middle of the night. Greg Allen, NPR News, Chicago.